with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Yeah, you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And now on the live line, we got one of our longtime friends and sponsors that has been a an asset to our show since we began. Barbecue Bob, who we got, baby?
We have the one and only Jim Crank. How are you, Jimmy?
Yes, that's for sure. The one and only. Thanks, Bob. I really like that. I know there's only one of them. I tell you, thank God for the world for that.
Yeah. Well, we just got off the phone with a hot dog manufacturer from New York. Maybe you've heard of Nathan's before.
Yes, I have.
Yes. So Nathan's famous, but you know, we're interested right now in Crank's
infamous.
Ultra famous.
Yeah, Crank's infamous.
Well, the Cranker's Coney dog is a pretty good dog. I'll tell you that much.
What makes it that way, Jim?
Well, first of all, we use the Dearborn Natural Casing hot dog, which is rated one of the top hot dogs in the country. Natural casing, of course. You want to with natural casing, people that know anything about hot dogs, a natural casing is stuffed like a sausage, where your other skinless hot dogs are poured like a mold. So.
It just doesn't sound good, a poured hot dog.
Well, it's basically liquid that's, you know, that's poured into a mold.
Ew.
That's how they're made. But there's still good ingredients that goes into them. Not to say that there's anything wrong. A lot of foods are made like that. But the natural casing hot dogs are basically stuffed like a sausage. And we use a beef and pork dog, which is some people like all beef, some people like the pork. This is a beef and pork dog. It's a specially made hot dog, and it's made for a lot of the Detroit Coney Islands, and that's what we basically modeled our Coney off of, the exact Detroit Coney, famous for Coney Islands, and the Lafayette Coney Island, downtown Detroit, uses similar ingredients. We use the Brown's buns, which are made in Detroit on Verner Highway. Fantastic bakery that makes a lot of breads for a lot of the restaurants in Detroit. And we also use, we have to use basically Heinz mustard. It's a staple that you'll find at Crankers as well. So we get a little plug in for those guys, I know, and maybe they'll do a commercial with you.
Yeah. Well, the good news is, Jim, is that it's all authentic. I mean, you do it the same way every time at each of your restaurants, and that's the consistency that people can count on when they come to Crankers. So let's talk about cooking that dog. How do you prepare the dog itself?
Well, and that's the next thing. It's something that we battle with every day because, unfortunately, we don't have the volume that a Lafayette Coney Island does. So the real way to cook that dog, the proper way of a Coney Island hot dog, and there's a difference between a Coney Island and a chili dog. So that's what we're going to talk about right now, is that the Coney Island dog is grilled, okay? And it's just, it comes off the grill. So if you cook them too long on the grill, the casing gets a little bit tougher, as you guys probably know. In the barbecue business, you know, anything that stays on the grill a little bit too long, it gets a little bit tougher. It cooks up a little bit. The moisture comes out of the product, and the casing can get a little bit tough. So, you know, it's a hard thing. You know, usually at lunchtime we're pretty good, but sometimes at dinners, people don't buy as many hot dogs. So we have to, it's a rough thing for us to keep it perfect, like you would find at. And when I say perfect, something so simple like you find at a Lafayette Coney Island, where that's all these guys basically.
Just nonstop dog after dog nonstop. After dog.
I mean, you look at their grill, it's full all day long. They do it the way that it's supposed to be done is with the chili. And there's, you know, there's the Flint-style chili or the Detroit-style chili. That is with, depending on how much beef heart goes into, you know, where the Detroit chili is more like a sauce, where the Flint-style chili is more like a topping or a,
Thicker.
Yeah, that's because they don't use water in Flint, right?
Right. Good one there, Jeff. That may be the reason. I never thought of that.
I just went by the Kogel factory a week or two ago when I was training over there. So I know they produce a Flint-style sauce
fabulous.
As well.
Kogel's is another fabulous manufacturer of hot dogs, sausage. They're both Dearborn, and them are very Michigan should be very proud of both of those companies because they do a tremendous job.
Yeah, and that dog business, the whole hot dog world. I did some research on it. That market is static. The hot dog industry in America is not growing. It's just static.
Right.
I find that amazing.
Well, it's just, you know, it's something that was it went through a big phase. I think still in Detroit, you're still going to find a lot of, you know, Coney Island places. If
no
know
kidding.
What a Coney Island is, but you know, across the country, you know, the eating habits are changing. You know, we're going to a lot of, you know, basically
tofu.
You found the vegan community has grown, vegetarian community has grown, and they don't promote hot dogs.
Yeah. Well, we're not. Yeah, whatever. Okay. So let's talk about the
beer. We're not going down
no,
that road.
No. Don't be hating.
They're missing out on some really good protein and
don't go down that
really
road either.
Delicious food.
So about a little beer conversation.
Yeah, love that.
What's working for you guys right now?
Well, we just released our chocolate aphrodisiac, chocolate pomegranate stout. We're very proud to say that we won a silver medal at the Great American Beer Festival. One of only a few Michigan breweries that medaled this year.
Nice.
Very proud of the beer. It should be being displayed right now in all major retailers, Sam's Club, Meijer's, and probably most of your local party stores.
Wow.
So it's out there in full swing and working on, you know, every month we come up with a beer of the month that we sell to certain bars and restaurants. And then we also come up with our special releases. We'll be coming up with the End of the World IPA here pretty soon. Which we always feature in a 22-ounce bomber, and that'll be coming out again. We also are working on a really great beer. I think you guys would like it. It's a strawberry Kolsch, and it's made with organic strawberries and really nice beer. We're hoping that we're able to get our canning line in here pretty soon and can that beer for the summer. It's an unbelievably great beer, and hopefully that'll be coming out soon. But our Bulldog Red Ale, I have to say, is one of my favorite reds out there. And
That's funny you'd say that. Bulldog's your favorite red.
Yes.
So if people want to find you, you're in three different cities in Michigan. You're in Mount Pleasant, Big Rapids, and Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids, yes.
You're right.
Hopefully to be downtown Detroit. We're working on our brewery right now.
Nice.
Hopefully everything goes right downtown Detroit where they're building the new bridge. It'll be in the bridge district downtown Detroit.
Well, you know, when you're driving to your Grand Rapids branch, when you go to 44th Street, look to your left. You'll see a big Carrier sign, and that's my office.
Oh, okay.
That's where I'm hanging my hat now. So I'm Mr. Carrier.
Good. Glad to hear that. Yeah, so you did take that.
I did.
Good.
Yep. So you're right by me. You have no excuse.
Awesome.
We'll meet for a beer at your place.
Right. I'd love it.
Sounds great.
Well, Crank, it's good to hear your voice, my friend, and thanks for plugging in there at the big box store so we could complete this interview. But
we want to give everybody a little piece of the action.
Right. Hopefully, we'll come and darken your door and bend an elbow with you and smack back a cranker dog. How's that sound?
Hey, that sounds great, Jeff. I haven't seen you in a while, so I'm expecting you to get over there soon.
All right. Take care, my friend. We'll talk to you next time.
Take care, guys.
All right. Jim Crank. Crankers, restaurants, and brewery. Just a great friend of the show, and it's a champ. If you get a chance to go there, beer is good.
A real foodie.
Right.
Yeah, and his son James is now making the beer. It's
right.
Just keeps getting better.
Coming up next, it's a hot dog bar. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Down in Cocoa.